advance human rights domestically since the last UPR cycle. In particular, we welcome the passing of legislation to decriminalise same-sex, an important step towards protecting and safeguarding LGBTQI plus rights in Bhutan. Ireland notes steps taken to enhance prevention and better respond to cases of gender-based violence, but remains concerned by the high rates of violence against women and girls. Further progress is also encouraged on the treatment of minority communities, including addressing discrimination. Ireland regrets that Bhutan has not yet ratified the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights or the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Ireland recommends that Bhutan, 1, create a safe and enabling environment for civil society, including by lifting onerous restrictions to the registration and activities of civil society organizations under the amended Civil Society Organizations Act, and ensure that adequate support and funding opportunities are made available to civil society. 2, amend the classification of marital rape under the Penal Code to align with that of rape outside marriage. And 3, introduce laws to provide effective protection orders against violent partners and ensure additional resources for victims of gender-based violence. We wish Bhutan every success in this UPR cycle. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Italy.